Thank you very much. Chris Waller writes from Pristina in Kosovo, listening to the programme from somewhere away. I find it unbelievable that every time this issue is discussed, some three aspects are overlooked by all those involved in the discussions. One, the existing East Coast Main Line and West Coast Main Line have stock running at 125 miles an hour that were originally introduced to run at 140 miles an hour. Why has track signalling and paving not been upgraded to achieve this? Two, new generation HS2 trains will require huge amounts of electricity to run at 250 miles an hour. How on earth are we going to generate such quantities, yet alone afford to do so? And three, in all the heat and light, the cross-country route from southwest to northeast and northwest is always overlooked. When will that run at last at 125 miles an hour? And I can squeeze you in, Steve George from Twickenham in London, but you have to make it very, very short. Peter Parkinson, I'm sorry.
Hello.
From Shepley. Very briefly, I'm afraid.
Yes, thank you. We live in an island 900 miles from Land's End to Jonagh Road. What's people going to do with the 15 minutes they're going to save from London to Birmingham? I feel that if we had a country where everybody could travel comfortably on the trains, and then a high-speed train were for the rich and the people who can afford it, it'd be a better thing.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm afraid that is all that we've got time for, and incidentally on that subject too, that was the balance of calls and emails as they came into us. Next week, we're going to be in the Wirral, and on our panel, unless there are dramatic changes, will be, amongst others, Tim Farron, who's president of the Liberal Democrats, and the Shadow Secretary of State for Health, Andy Jones, and the president of the Association of Science Education, the great Steve Jones. Hope you can join us then. For now, thank you for your calls. Thank you for your emails. Have a good afternoon.
Any Answers was presented by Jonathan Dimbleby and produced by Lisa Jenkinson. It's back to the 1960s for our comedy drama in which the members of a Christian Merseybeat band grapple with life and love as they seek to spread the word. The Believers begins in a moment here on BBC Radio 4.
This is the BBC Home Service despite what the Light programme says.
The secret of business success is PR, PR, PR. And thinking about it, I used to have a cat who said much the same thing.
Last year, England won. We can't expect that to happen this year.
Oh, aren't England good anymore?
Not good enough to win a match between Wales and France, certainly.
Excuse me wearing a yash mat, but the forecast said there will be scattered yash tonight.
Enjoy 3 hours of comedy for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7 over on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And we have a comic Saturday play now here on BBC Radio 4. This week, Frank Cottrell Boyce casts a fondly comic eye over the lost world of Christian pop. The Merseybeat explosion is about to hit Liverpool, and three young musicians are desperate to spread the good news.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, 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 please. Please hear my prayer. Sometimes it feels like you don't listen to me, Lord. But this time, you have to listen.
Hello, little girl. Hello, little girl. When I see you every day, I say, hello, little girl.
The Believers by Frank Cottrell Boyce.
Sorry.
Sorry, it's all over your jumper.
Oh, it's okay. I'm fine.
It's ruined. You're drenched.
Well, truthfully, I've been trying to think of something to say to you all night, and now here you are talking. It's fab. Honestly, you're spilling that drink. That was the answer to a young man's prayers.
Aren't you lovely?
I was going to say the same thing about you.
Blimey, what's the speed limit around here?
It's James, by the way.
Lily, by the way.
Lily? Really?
What?
Well, I gave you a name in my head when I was dreaming of talking to you, but it wasn't Lily.
What was it?
I never tell on a first date.
So now we're on a date, are we?
Listen to my prayer, and not to the prayer of my brother Billy, just this once. My brother who is always there when I need him.
What happened to your jumper? It's destroyed.
Oh, Lily, this is my brother, Billy. Billy, this is Lily. Lily, Billy. Billy, Lily.
Try saying that when you had a few double diamonds.
Billy is my brother.
Can I ask you a question, Lily? Have you accepted Jesus as your personal saviour?
My brother, who is always there when I really, really don't need him.
What did you do that for? I was in there. I was welling.
Well, it's a good thing you weren't, isn't it? Because she was most definitely not open to the Spirit.
You shouldn't just go up to people like that and just blaze it straight out.
I felt called to look after you.
Really? Well, next time you're well in, I might feel called to look after you, okay?
Oh, God! I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Are you sicky? Your jumper?
It's fine, honestly. Billy, by the way.
Oh, hi, Debbie. It's not fine. It's a hole. A dirty, great hole.
Debbie, I've spent the entire evening trying to get up the nerve to talk to you. Now here we are talking.
Now. Steady, boy. Oh, I love this song. I just absolutely yearn to play guitar, don't you?
Actually, I do play guitar. Actually, I play guitar in a band.
No. Oh, do you know what? I'm beginning to feel that this is fate.
Can you smell burning?
Debbie, this is James. Your brother, James. This is Debbie.
Nice to meet you, James. I just set fire to his jumper.
Debbie, can I ask you something?
Is it, am I totally naturally blonde? Because you are not going to find out.
Debbie, have you accepted Jesus as your personal saviour?
James?
I just felt called to ask. Have you accepted Jesus?
Well, no, not as yet. But what the hell? I'll try anything once, all offers considered, eh?
Lord, whatever you see, brothers, you favour one and not the other. Jacob, not Esau. Joseph, not his brothers. Abel and not Cain. Why, Lord? Why do you pick sides and why? Why? Have you picked Billy's side and not mine?
Debbie, this is our pastor, Reverend Michaels.
Hiya, Father.
Reverend will do. Can I say what a joy it is to see a new young face, especially one that is open to the Spirit?
I'm open to anything. Isn't that right, Billy?
What did you think of the band then, Debbie?
Not being difficult, Jimmy. But I'm walking Debbie to a bus. You don't need to tag along.
Since you asked, James, the God's honest truth is, I was disappointed. You said you were in a band. I was expecting electric guitars, a drum kit.
We've got percussion.
You've got tambourines and people clapping. That's not a band. That's Listen with Mother.
The Lord says that...
Oh, look what the Lord sent me. The 81A. That's my bus. Bye, boys.
See ya.
You might, if you get yourself a drum kit. And by the way, that was a horrible jumper anyway.
Bye.
Drums! You're in worship. Drums! No.
Elder Wardle, let's hear the boy out, shall we?
We just thought...
He just thought.
It's in the Psalms, isn't it?
Drums in the Psalms? No, there's no drums in the Psalms. Where do they have drums in the Psalms?
Billy is referring to Psalm 149. Sing praises to him with the drum and the harp. Is that it, Billy?
Yes.
The Hebrew word there, Billy, is toph, which is not a drum in the sense you mean. It's a percussion instrument, but it's played with the fingers, not the sticks.
So it's the bongos?
No, it's a tambourine.
Of which we already have a dozen.
Would drums really illuminate the meaning of our songs? Do drum beats appeal to our spiritual capability, or to something else?
They appeal to the trouser department, Reverend. Why do you think they use them in these dance halls and what have you?
Listen, you were great lads, great little workers.
These boys work under me at the bakery, Reverend.
I know.
But you're taking a wrong turn in here. Be honest. You didn't get this idea out the Psalms. You got it out the Sacharanza or the Cavern Club.
Exactly, Elder Wardle.
I'm just looking at the psalm in question. I've got to say, it's not one of the better ones. It says, praise him with drums and with dancing. Dancing? You're not proposing doing the twist and the Michelin, I hope, or the Watsuchi.
No, Elder Wardle.
Why not lay all this before the Lord? Spend some time in silence with him.
And before you do, have a deck of what Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. Nadab and Abihu.
And Nadab and Abihu put fire in the censer, and incense on the fire, and offered it to the Lord, which he commanded them not to. And fire went out from the Lord and consumed them.
Well, there you go then. If you used the wrong incense, he burned you to death. So what are you going to do if you take a hi-hat and a set of cymbals in there?
I don't understand. If he didn't want drums, why did the Lord bring Debbie to us?
The Lord did not bring Debbie to us. The 81A from Neverton brought Debbie to us.
When I first saw it, I had a feeling.
Of course you had a feeling. Your jumper was on fire.
You are deaf to the spirit.
And you are blind to the obvious. I mean, come on, look at her. She's got those legs, that hair, lips, and the eyes. I mean, it's obvious you have feelings. It's obvious those feelings were from the trouser department.
You fancy my Debbie?
I do what? What are you talking about?
My Debbie's got you in the trouser department.
So, Debbie, me and Billy, we bought it before our pastor. What you said about the drums. And we laid it before the Lord.
And?
Drums in church are definitely improper. And possibly a fire hazard.
Who says anything about church?
What?
Why would I want to play in church? I want to play in the Jack and the Cavern. Saturday night, not Sunday morning. Boys, something amazing is happening in this city. That Billy J. Kramer, Billy Fury, the Big Three. Don't you want to be a part of it?
No, we don't. We want to worship the Lord.
I want to be a part of it. And no one will let me. All those bands, the boys only. You've got to help me in there. I'll burst if you don't get in. I know you feel the same. You were in the Jack with me watching the foremost.
That was just a night out. It meant nothing.
How can a night out mean nothing? A night out is the only thing that means anything.
Wait. Wait, I see it. I understand what you're saying. You're saying that by singing in church, we're not making full use of our gifts. We could be taking our message out there to where young people are gathered. We could be spreading the word in the bars and the nightclubs.
She's not saying anything of the sort. What she's saying is...
I know what I'm saying.
The first time I really heard the good news, it was like waves of electricity going through me. What's the only other time you felt like that? The first time we heard Chuck Berry. We can bring both those things together. We could electrify the word of God and light the world with it. Debbie, you are our Pentecost. This is what the Lord wants.
Do you know, I'm really getting to like your Lord.
He's not our Lord. He's not exclusive to the Stanley Road Mission Hall.
Not after this, he's not. He's going to be at the Jacaranda, the Cavern, the Star, Manchester, Leeds, London. Palladium. Imagine that. Me singing Saturday night at the London Palladium.
You won't be singing.
How do you mean?
We've got a singer. It's me. You're the one who loves drums. You can be the drummer.
The drummer?
Yeah. You want the drums, love. You play them.
I see now, Lord. I was the one who said that. I said it in anger or jealousy. If it'd been a bit more generous, then maybe it would have been different. I told her to be the drummer. No one had ever seen a girl drummer before. Everyone loved her.
We've got a group now, by the way, with a girl drummer.
Girl drummer? Is she a looker?
Gorgeous.
There's me card. Give me a call.
When the word got out, we got more bookings than Nobby Styles.
Are you the outfit for the female percussionist?
Are you the lads with the girl on the drums?
Can a girl really play the drums?
If Richard Bloody Starkey can play the drums, anyone can play the drums.
I see it now. That was me. My meanness of heart. That's what set us on this road. The road that brought us to this terrible pass. Lord, listen to me. Hear my voice. Save us. Please, get us out of this place.
We need a name.
We've got a name. We're the Stanley Road Mission Liturgical Musical Group.
Your mission is not exclusive to Stanley Road. You said that.
And it's not liturgical if it's not in a liturgy.
So take away Stanley Road and Liturgy Majiggy, and what have you got?
The mission.
Two tambourini.
Well, we're going to proclaim the good news, so what about the proclaimers? Or the good news?
Too religious?
Too religious, that's your point, isn't it?
What about The Temptations?
That's already the name of a band, and it's exactly the opposite of what we're trying to be.
Although you are very tempting.
Aww. Debbie and the Debonairs.
Why would we be named after you?
Because I'm the one they'll be coming to see, even if you do stick me behind the drums.
Can we talk about a playlist?
Old Rugged Cross, When the Saints Go Marching In.
Hymns.
Elvis does the Old Rugged Cross.
Yeah,
well, she's right. If it's a Saturday gig, it's got to be Saturday sound.
Yes.
Electrifying the word, that's what it's all about, isn't it? We'll take rock and roll songs with a Christian twist.
Like?
Three Steps to Heaven, obviously.
Halfway to Paradise.
Whole lot of praying going on. Johnny, be really, really good.
Yeah, see? We can write our own stuff. If the Spirit wants us to do this, then the Spirit will inspire us.
Darkness can turn to light. Everything's gonna be alright. Listen to his word of love.
We've got those massive amplifiers. The Undertakers have a coffin on stage. And then look from Germany.
The Beatles.
Yeah, they have those groovy little suits.
Suits?
You don't think you go into the toppermost of the poppermost in them jumpers, do you? Why do you think I burned a hole in yours? Suits. I've thought about this. Matching suits. And I'll have a dress made that looks like your jackets, only longer. Like an unusually long jacket or an unusually short skirt. It'll look like I forgot to put my trousers on. Sexy, baby.
Do we really need to be sexy?
We're already sexy. It's called me.
It wouldn't have to be that short, would it? And if it wasn't too short...
We've got the look. We've got the dates. We've got the tunes. We've got the drums. Let's...
Spread the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, and good night. If you liked us, then remember our name. We are the Believers.
Listen to this. They love us. We should do an encore.
We're here to do encores. We're here to spread the good news.
Yeah, besides, we don't know any more songs.
Just play them the same one again, since they liked it so much.
Yeah, we'd like to take this opportunity and to tell you to say that we're called the Believers for a reason, and that reason is our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we believe in, and that's what the name means. And so, if any of you feel a need or think you'd like to know more about the redemptive power of our Lord and how much he loves you, or yeah, just speak to one of us after the show. Yeah. Woo!
Listen, Gail, I want to talk to you about Jesus.
You're better off talking to me boyfriend, really.
I'd rather talk to you.
I want to talk to you about my sins.
You can discuss all this with me, if you like, or me brother.
That's okay, Chief. She looks like she's got more to her.
Is this the cue for talking to the drummer, Gail?
Blimey, am I the only girl in this place?
Are you stupid? What kind of fella puts his girl in that kind of danger?
What danger?
300 dockers in leathers forcing their attention on it.
They were touched by the spirit.
They were trying to touch Debbie.
She looked happy enough. She was doing the Lord's work.
Debbie doesn't know Lord Jesus from Lord Snooty. She's supposed to be your girlfriend. You're supposed to take care of her and cherish her. And instead you're using it as a piece of bait.
Well, the Lord has called us to be fishers of men. Luke 5:1. So obviously if we're going to go fishing, we need bait.
Look what I've got us.
Shockey.
Shockey?
A lift. Shockey's going to move our stuff for us.
No Shockey. He does the pickups from the bakery. It's a bakery van. Shockey's the one with all the stories about bored housewives and thick sliced white. He says the smell of bread is an aphrodisiac.
Jump in. I'll drop you two first. Then I'll take Debbie off.
What?
No.
Oh, get in. Don't be so bad.
So, Shockey, have you accepted Jesus as your personal saviour?
I can't get enough of the fella. Can I, Debbie?
Okay, you've made your point.
Is she going to give you any more instruction then, Shockey?
I said you've made your point.
He's coming to the mission on Saturday, aren't you, Shockey?
Sunday, Debbie. Christians worship on Sundays, not Saturdays.
Oh, yeah? God, I hope I haven't been telling everyone the wrong day. Here we are. Doesn't this van smell fab? Night, lads.
Debbie, before you go...
Night, lads.
Bye.
Okay, you're right. I'm in hell.
So many new faces. I've got to say, the Spirit is clearly working through you.
Drums obviously have their place in God's plan for us after all.
Reverend, we're not taking a fee, so that's our cut after the bus fares and the new strings.
This gets better.
We want to be clear about our motivation.
Wise? Wise?
And to be truthful, I think we have to stop.
To stop?
What was that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We're confused.
Who's confused? I'm not confused.
The people who come here, they don't want to know Jesus, they want to know Debbie.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
But they are coming here, and that's...
But not for the right reason.
The people who follow Jesus, they didn't always follow him for the right reason. Some of them were there to see miracles, or just because everyone else was there. But he spoke to them all alike. You bring the sheep into the fold, he does the rest. You bring the water, he makes the wine. John 2, 1.
Yeah, but people crowd around here. Can't be right, and it can't be safe.
I don't mind that. I enjoy a bit of attention, I really do.
By their fruit shall you know them. Your fruit was here this morning, Billy. It was abundant.
I used to walk in the light, and now I'm just walking in darkness. I'm burning up with lust and anger and envy and just about every other sinful thought the hell's got to offer.
That goes for me too, Reverend.
Are you really?
How can that be right?
Okay, Billy.
Couldn't we just pray about it a bit more? I mean, there are financial implications here.
Billy, the Lord wouldn't ask you to put your own soul at hazard. If you feel that bad, then thanks for what you've done, and really...
No, I think you're right. I think we should pray a bit more. I think we should... What's his name? Place it before the Lord. Why don't we do it now?
Well...
Let's do it now. Yeah, done that. He spoke to me. Did he speak to you? What he said to me was, Billy's just a little bit jealous, a bit insecure, and that's my fault. He said, Debbie, just reassure him romantically. Come here.
maybe that could wait till later. What we need to do is be clear about our purposes. Perhaps you should let me handle the booking side of things.
Like a manager? I like the sound of that.
Not a manager, a spiritual advisor.
Busy man, trying to do the best he can to conform himself to his own...
Great. So we got you for the 22nd and the 29th. I'll put it on the poster. After though, all you can drink.
They don't drink.
Well, I love a cheap date. Guest list, you can have six and a roadie.
The guest list will be people from the church, people who can direct those who are searching.
Rider?
Rider?
Headline bands tend to ask for a few comforts, you know, a few purple hearts, couch in the dressing room so they can see to the coat check girl.
Yes, thank you. We would like the bar to close for 10 minutes after they finish playing. 10 minutes for people to reflect or to ask questions.
You are joking.
That's the rider.
Closing the bar. Listen, pal, you close the bar, the phone will stop ringing. Simple as that.
What did he say?
He said the phone would stop ringing.
Well, if it's his will, it's his will.
Maybe I should check that it's still working.
And then, something historic happened. Something so historic that it could only have been your doing. The musical equivalent of the parting of the Red Sea. Exodus. Chapter 13.
No fire. Yes, now here they come. Here come the Beatles themselves, waving. The crowd are really going frenziedly mad now. Four of them are here.
I'd like to book your band.
Are you the band with a lady drummer?
It's not the Believers management team. Are your band available on any of the following dates?
I need a band to go on before Alma Cogan.
I need your band.
Thank you for your interest. Are you aware of the nature of the band?
They're from Liverpool, aren't they? If they're from Liverpool, I want to book them.
One moment, please.
I want to book your band.
Just a moment, I'm on the phone.
Is it a booking? Because whatever it is, I can top it.
You are aware that the band has an agenda, a kind of mission?
I don't care if they've got a kind of body odour. I want to book them.
I want to book them too.
Excuse me? That phone call
is... over. That fella made a phone call. I drove here in person. He wanted a booking. I'm offering a residency.
Where?
Leeds. My name's Warren, by the way.
Reverend Michaels. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Warren.
Warren is my first name.
Oh, I see. Mr...
Actually, it's my second name too. Mr. Warren. Warren. But you can call me Warren. The club is called Warren too. The Warren.
The Warren? Sounds like a club for rabbits.
It is staffed by rabbits. Or by carefully selected beautiful young women provocatively dressed as rabbits.
Sorry, I must have misheard that.
It's an idea I come across in America when I was at sea. But a girl in a swimming costume, and it's a bit too obvious, really. Stick a cotton tail and a pair of long ears on her, and it's sexy, but it's sort of playful, too. I feel very bullish about the concept. This is a great opportunity for your boys.
I hate to say you've wasted your journey, but this is not the band you want.
I want a Merseybeat band. The rest are all booked. What are you asking?
It's not a question of money. This is a Christian band.
Fair enough. Elvis is a Christian, isn't he? Johnny Cash.
I don't mean a band with Christians in it. I mean a band with a mission. They preach the gospel.
Oh, that won't worry my customers. Their minds are preoccupied.
By girls with big ears.
It's a gambling club, essentially. The girls are the hostesses.
The band requires a period of silence after they've played. And we are asking promoters to pray for them.
Pray for them? Ah, go on then. I don't mind saying a few Hail Marys. I've got bugger all else to do while the punters are handing me the money.
We're Protestants. We see the Hail Mary as idolatrous.
Ah, I see. You don't take Hail Marys.
No, we don't take Hail Marys.
What about our fathers? Do you take our fathers?
Our Father has a solid scriptural basis in Matthew 6, 9.
And in Luke 11, 2. You read a lot when you're at sea.
Yes, indeed. So, we'd be happy with our fathers, but...
How many?
What?
I believe in keeping things simple. Put a number on the Our Fathers and we'll get it in the contract.
What?
Rabbits! With tails and big teeth!
I just couldn't seem to find a way to say no to him. He never mentioned big teeth.
What about ears? Have they got big ears?
I believe they do have big ears too. I mean, they're not girls with big ears. They have detachable ears that they wear.
Every day of my life, Lord, since first I heard the word, every single day of my life I've prayed, lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation. And then, you lead us here.
Go away.
It's the new band, ladies.
Oh, you're so cute.
Okay, ladies. Time to get them tails on. Remember, cotton tails at the base of the coccyx to accentuate posterior wiggle. And not...
posterior width!
Very good. Now, this is the only changing room, I'm afraid, boys. We call it the hutch. I don't suppose you'll object to sharing with all these lovelies.
Lead us not into temptation. Lead us not into temptation.
Are you the new girl?
I am new, and I am a girl, but...
What scales, then? We have a weigh-in every afternoon. You gain £2 in weight, you lose a pound in wages.
I'm the drummer, with the band.
The drummer? You can come and tap my bongos any time. Next up! Seriously, if you ever did fancy donning the long ears or wiggling the cotton tail... Off you go, love! And this is Jenny, by the way.
Hiya!
She's the Warren mummy. I'll see you later.
So any rabbit needs you might have, I'm your first port of call.
She's not a rabbit woman. She's our drummer.
But I could be a rabbit woman if I wanted, Warren said. That's a compliment if you think about it.
No, it's only a compliment until you think about it, and then it's an insult.
Yeah.
He shouldn't talk to you like that.
Billy, every man who ever came into my life made it worse until you came along. You made everything better.
Oh. See that, ladies? That is called marking the territory. It's the equivalent of a dog weighing on your garden gate.
Is it true that you know Paul? Warren says that you know Paul and Ringo. Warren said they might be coming to watch you. He said they might be coming here. He's lying, isn't he? Paul's not coming here, is he?
Paul who?
This one's hilarious. And he's cute.
Lead me not into temptation. That's all I asked.
and here I am, in a changing room with a dozen beautiful girls in their underwear, and some of them, they're not even in their underwear. And they all want to talk to me.
What do we do? Do what we should do. Stand up and testify. Let the spirit do it.
Right. Okay, let's... Okay, okay. We are Billy and James. We are Billy and James. We're brothers. We didn't have the happiest childhood. Our dad was fairly handy with his fists. We didn't learn right from wrong. We only learnt how not to get caught. We spent most of the time scared to death. Scared he would catch us, or the police would, or that something might happen to our mother. And then, one day, we met a man.
A good man.
Yeah, he was our boss in the bakery where we worked.
Yeah.
And he took us to see someone. Someone who brought Jesus into our lives. Taught us that we didn't have a drunken father. We had the greatest father.
In heaven?
And he would care for us if only we asked him.
Yeah.
He told us how Jesus had come and given his life for us.
Sacrifice himself?
So that we didn't need to be afraid anymore. Now, maybe there's some of you here today who are scared. Of a man, maybe. Or of getting old and losing your looks.
Hey, not meaning to be personal.
Or maybe you're far from home. And our good news is that no one needs to be afraid.
No.
Because that is the good news.
What about you, love? You in this too?
Me? Yeah? Oh, yeah. I'm just like that. Tell you what, see what he said about not being scared. I don't know about Jesus, but that's how it felt when I met Billy here.
Aww. Weighing on the lamppost. Okay, ladies, punters are coming in, so it's cotton to the coccyx and ears erect. Remember, they can talk, they can ogle, but no touching. Except by prior arrangement. Get yourself.
Is that true that meeting me was like meeting Jesus?
Of course not. Like she said, marking the territory before the competition gets going.
What competition?
Oh, Lord, 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 we never saw that coming. We'd only ever been in places where you could be tempted all you liked, then you had no chance anyway. But here? What was the competition, some fat Yorkshire businessman? Suddenly, we were the bait.
These women are dressed as rabbits. They've been selected not just for their looks, but also for their stupidity. How can we possibly be tempted by someone dressed as an oversized rodent?
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. No, you're right. Oversized rodents are not attractive. 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 Oversized rodents.
I'm your Flopsy Cottontail, and my name's Honey. Can I get you a drink? We have 143 different liqueurs, and I can mix any cocktail you care to name.
Ooh, someone is lucky tonight.
Remember, girls, keep telling them they're lucky. Use the word luck at every opportunity.
Famous Grouse, you're in luck. And your table is lucky 7.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Attractive. Oversized rodents are not attractive. Over.
All right, boys. Biddy. You all right for next week?
If you want us.
Yeah, I bloody love you. I've said those are our fathers, by the way. And I hope you didn't mind me telling the girls, you know, that Ringo. See, if they think they're talking to somebody glamorous, that makes them feel glamorous. And then they look glamorous. And then the punters spend more.
Yeah, but don't you think... I mean, we don't fit in here, do we? Wouldn't you be better off with Farron's Flamingos or the Foremost?
Son, in purely fiscal terms, this is a gambling club. The girls are only here to cloud the punter's judgment. All I want from the music is that it's not too distracting. And that's what you are. Not too distracting.
But gambling is a sin. And we're trying to awaken people's consciences. There's a conflict of interest.
These are people with families, son. And they're in here putting a month's wages on 7 red.
They strangled their consciences and buried them years back. There's no song you can sing that could wake them up.
Whenever you're so near, it feels so good. Thought I understood. Whenever you're so near, it feels so good. Thought I understood.
Is that a new song? Where do you get your ideas, James?
The Holy Spirit.
That's handy. You can help me take my tail off.
Okay.
Ta. So silly, isn't it? That's the genius of this place. Rabbits are kind of babyish, but they're also sexy.
You find rabbits sexy? Really? Is that a particular rabbit or...?
Rabbits and sex, breeding like rabbits, big families. It goes back hundreds of years. The word bunny, for instance, comes from coney, the old word for rabbit, as in Coney Island. Coney was slang for a woman of ill repute, so rabbits and sexiness have always gone together.
James, have you seen... Oh, sorry.
It's fine. We were just talking about etymology.
Is it true that you know Ringo?
No, not a word of truth in that rumour, is there, James? The most famous people we know is us, and we're not even from Liverpool. We're from Bootle. Isn't that right, James?
Yeah. Actually, it is. That's right, yeah.
Can I just ask, Jenny, have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal saviour?
Well, the thing is, I'd love to right now, but it's cottontail time. I've got to go and check those buttocks.
Wicks every time.
I know. Want to know why I chased her?
Yeah.
Because I would like to know about the gospel.
What?
In all sincerity, I would like to know about the gospels.
Because?
Because. Why does there have to be a because? Because I want to know. Do you think I don't need to know? Like, the bait doesn't need to know how to make a fish cake. It just has to sit there looking tasty.
No. What do you mean, bait?
You know what I mean. Look, I'm sitting out there chatting to old men and I don't know what I'm supposed to say to them. Teach me about Jesus so I don't look like a lemon.
How could I say no to that? How could I refuse to spread the word? Even though I knew that she was stony ground.
He never... Did he honestly? No happy endings.
It's resurrection.
Yeah, but that's not really a happy ending. That's more of a sequel. He knew about that, didn't he? He knew he was going to come back with him being God.
Well, yeah, but he was man as well. So he suffered doubt and darkness.
So we talked. Every day. And my lips were speaking of your sweetness, Lord. But the trouser department... Oh, Lord.
There's more to this cottontail business than you think, you know, Jamesy. They have a special way of sitting. It's called the cottontail perch. You sit up on the arm of the couch like this, see? And when they're serving a drink, it's the cottontail dip. That's to stop them seeing too much cleavage. Just a peek is all they really need. It's quite technical. There's a lot of thought gone into it. Oh, and when they're just standing around, that's the cottontail stance. That's like this. What do you think? Is he right, that Warren? Would I be a good rabbit?
I think we were talking about Abraham.
Abraham was the one who killed his own kid. Someone down our way did that.
Abraham didn't kill Isaac. He was prepared to kill him if that's what God wanted.
Why would God want that?
I tried, Lord. I tried to lose myself in the music. Because somehow I know that when a player pleases you... That's when I know that you're listening to me.
She gave the purest love you'd ever know. Glory.
Oh, he's doing a song. Which Lucky Cottontail is getting a very own love song.
It's not a love song, it's about Mary, Jesus' mother.
Yeah, but you're a Protestant. You don't believe in Mary.
I believe she existed, but I just don't believe
that anyone should come between you and Jesus. So,
What are you saying about her in this song? Mary, your hair looks nice. Are you going somewhere nice?
It's more of a sort of testimony.
Oh, come on, Jamesy, I've caught you out. When we started, you used to take love songs and give them a bit of a Jesus twist. Now you're writing a song for that rabbit girl and pretending it's for Jesus. Come on, Jamesy. Which one is it?
It's you, Debbie.
You wrote a love song for me.
What sin have I not committed in this place? I'm lusting after me brother's wife.
Now, don't be stupid. Your brother's not married. He better not be anyway.
It's wrong. Everything's wrong.
Come on. It's not like you've killed someone. I'm flattered if you'd like to know.
Do you mean...
No. Listen, I meant what I said about Billy being the first man I'd ever met that made my life better. But I don't love him.
Right. So...
Or you.
Oh.
Everyone's got their own thing, James. Yours is Jesus. Mine is me. And all anyone cares about is their thing.
But that's not true, I just...
Bait, James. You used me as bait. Both of you. I don't mind. I used you too.
No, you didn't. You weren't. You weren't bait. We just...
It's okay, baby. We both want more, don't we? I just want a different more. I want a more that I can see and touch and eat and...
I never meant to make you feel like that,
maybe
though.
Not. I don't know. It's like Abraham and Isaac, isn't it? You kill me if God wanted you to. See, that's nice for Abraham. But if I was Isaac, I'd be a bit careful. So, I'll just take the best offer that comes my way.
Debbie? Debs! Hi, girls. I've been looking for you everywhere. I've got you a present.
Oh, great. James was just...
Hey. I'll go if you like.
No, it's okay. I want you here for this. Go on, open it.
Billy, it's a ring.
I know it's a ring.
It's got a shiny thing in it.
That's called a diamond. Put it on.
When you say put it on, did you have a particular finger in mind?
I don't know which one it is. The one you put your engagement ring on.
Third finger, left hand.
You are going to say yes, Harold.
Because that thing about there being plenty more fish in the sea, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Well, it is true about fish, but it's not true about men. If you said it about fish, it would be true, but if you...
Oh, let me have a proper look at it.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Billy, are you awake?
Of course I'm awake. I'm floating on air.
Billy... Debbie, she doesn't love you.
What are you saying that for?
She said she doesn't.
Well, a £210 and 15 shilling diamond engagement ring says she does.
200? Billy, where did you get that money from?
It came from the Lord. He provides.
Billy, he provides our daily bread, not our diamonds.
One of the girls was talking to me, flirting really. Punter had given her a few chips. She gave me some of them. I played them. I won. Played the winnings. Won again. And again. The Lord must have done it.
The Lord does not play pontoon, Billy.
This was roulette.
I don't think he plays roulette either.
Are you sure?
Reverend Michaels, Stanley Road Mission and the ever-popular Believers.
Yeah, Reverend. You've got to bring us home. This is a gambling den. And gambling is wrong, innit?
Yes, it is. But I must say, we're getting a lot of inquiries... And, of course, the money you...
Gambling is wrong.
How's it going apart from that?
Wait.
Reverend, it's me, Billy. Where does it say gambling is wrong?
Yeah, first letter of Timothy, chapter 6. The love of money, the root of all evil.
Yes, yeah. That would cover it.
I don't love money. I love Debbie.
Congratulations, Billy. She seems like a nice girl.
Proverbs 13, wealth got by vanity shall be diminished, but true labour shall be rewarded.
This was definitely labour. I was up all night.
Let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with what you have. Hebrews 13.
You see, Reverend, these are all a bit vague, whereas I was thinking of Joshua casting lots to divide the land between the tribes.
Casting lots, yes. Nehemiah did it to decide who could stay within the city, and the apostles.
Yeah, that's how they chose a replacement for Judas.
There's a pattern there.
No.
Weighty matters decided on the fall of a dice.
All through the Bible, God's people are punters.
And then there's Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast in the lap, and it's every fall is from the Lord.
The lot is cast in the lap, and it's every fall is from the Lord. Exactly.
Monsieur, mesdames, les jeux sont faits.
Billy, please.
And it's every fall from the Lord.
And it's seven red.
Thank you, Jesus.
He really did feel like you were there with him at the table. That you wanted him to win. So where were you when he started losing? Was that what you wanted too? Were you trying to teach him a lesson? The vanity of human wishes? Couldn't you have done that by showing him the right bit of the Bible? Did you have to do this?
No!
I'm going to have to ask you to leave, sir.
You see, if I was playing this by the book, Billy, I'd have to leave you for dead in a back alley. Now, I don't want to leave you for dead, but my options are limited.
Couldn't I pay you back out of our wages over the next few...
100 years? You see, I don't see how a relationship is that long-term. The whole Merseybeat thing is already looking a bit shabby, isn't it? I mean, the Beatles, I'd give them another month. I was looking at jazz groups. What do you think?
I don't consider myself a musician. More a messenger of the good news.
Who has just had a lot of bad news himself, eh? Thing is, Billy, if I have you beaten to within an inch of your life, which is still an option, the downside of that is that it will upset Debbie. And I don't want to block me Debbie copybook.
Right. Well...
I want her to like me. You see, Debbie... It cuts above the other girls in here. If I got my hands on a girl of Debbie's caliber, I could open a rabbit warren in London. London, Billy. The big time.
Debbie? My Debbie?
Would Debbie, your Debbie, as you put it, would she come to London with me, do you think?
She has always wanted to go to London.
Anyway, let's not wander off the subject. The subject is, how are you... gonna pay me back? I mean, Debbie doesn't come into that, does she? Unless she did come to London with me, made my fortune and paid me off that way. Or something. I'm just thinking aloud here.
What did he say?
He was trying to be nice. He said if he was playing by the book, he'd have to leave me for dead.
Oh, Billy.
Anyway, this is Billy's problem, not yours. He got himself into it, he can get himself out of it.
We're in this together. We're a band.
I thought we were more than that. You're wearing my ring.
Technically, it's Warren's ring since you own the money.
Hey, maybe you take the ring as payment.
Give up our engagement ring. Give our ring to Warren. You wouldn't want to do that, would you, Debbie? Debbie?
If it helped you, I'd do it. Of course I would.
But you wouldn't want to do it.
You know what? I'm going to go in there and talk to Warren. I think he likes me. What do you think?
No.
Yes. I mean, yes, he likes you, but no, don't go in there.
He likes me. He'll be sympathetic.
He won't be sympathetic to his own mother. You can't go to someone like Warren for favours. He'll take advantage. Billy! Tell her he'll take advantage.
I think he would take advantage, Debbie. I mean, he'd probably want you to go to London with him or something.
London? Did he say that? Really?
He may have mentioned London, but then he mentioned a lot of things.
Billy, you can't let her go in there. That is not right.
If he suggested anything really bad, I could just say... No, thank you, Warren. Couldn't I?
That is true. She could say that.
No. I'm not letting you. You can't go into that kind of danger for us.
Do you think the Lord wouldn't like it then?
No, of course he wouldn't. Debbie, you can't.
Only the Lord didn't mind when Abraham set up Sarah with a pharaoh, did he? And what about Judith and Holofernes? When Holofernes was laying siege to Bethulia, Judith went out to his tent, slept with him, and only chopped his bloody head off. The Lord was thrilled to bits.
But you're not going to do that. You're not going to... sleep with him.
Or cut his head off.
I'm going in. Here, take this.
Why would you take your ring off just to talk to Warren?
It just doesn't feel right with a ring on.
Debbie, you're going into terrible danger.
So pray for me.
So I'm praying for the Lord. All this time, praying for here. We thought we were doing your work. Save here, though we have damned ourselves. Protect your servant, Debbie, who we have sent into danger. Just please. I don't even know what to ask for. Lord. Lord. Answer me. Amen.
Lord answer.
Debbie!
Oh, God. Billy, James, it's Warren. I think he's dead.
Whenever you're so near, it feels so good. Thought I understood.
But can't I just see?
Look, are you a relation?
No, but I sort of feel responsible.
Look, not just now. Look, I'm sorry.
But is he alive? Is he dead?
I can't say at the moment. Not unless you're a relative.
Oh, my God. That means he's dead, doesn't it?
Debbie! Debbie!
You okay?
He's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead. He had a heart attack. It was all my fault.
I don't think so.
You don't know. He was fine. He was offering to take me to London, and then he just suddenly made a grab at me. Just out of nowhere. So, and I don't know what made me do this. I grabbed his bits. You know, the trouser department, which isn't something I'd normally do. And I twisted them round, and I told him a few home truths. And then he went grey and he started breathing funny and, oh God, I sort of found that quite satisfying, so I did it a bit more. Then he screamed. I don't know what came over me. I killed him.
It wasn't you. It was me.
How can it be you?
The minute you went in there, I started praying. I've never prayed so hard in my life.
But why? I was only in Warren's office.
Because I thought you were in danger. I prayed to God to save you.
God doesn't twist people's balls right round, James. I did that all by myself.
He smote Warren just like he smote Holofernes. He killed Warren.
Well, that's nice, James, really. But it's not going to stand up in court. Oh, my God. I'm going to jail. I'm going to jail for murder.
No, I won't let that happen.
There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, this is a big mess.
It's all been a mess ever since we answered his calling. All we do is gamble and lust.
You didn't lust.
I didn't lust after you. I love you. I lusted after the others.
Oh.
We thought we were doing everything the Lord wanted. And we didn't save a single soul.
Excuse me, Debbie?
Yes?
No, she's not.
What?
I mean, well, she is Debbie, but it wasn't her. I did it.
Huh?
I grabbed his balls and twisted them right round. Right the way. I smote him. I killed him.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I did. My brother will witness the crime. This woman is completely innocent. You should let her go right now. I killed Warren.
Well, you did a lousy job of it. He's asking for Debbie.
Oh? You mean he's not dead?
I'm only a nurse. I'm not an actual doctor. But in my experience, speaking is a symptom of being alive. More or less.
Oh, thank God.
Debbie.
You do realise this is worse? If he was dead, I'd be in jail. Now he's going to kill me.
Debbie.
I'm going to tell him what I told you. I'm going to say it was me. Come on.
Is that you, Debbie? Is that James, were you?
It was me. Warren, I did it. You probably don't remember it that way, but...
What was behind it, club?
Oh, Billy, he's opened it. He knows what needs to be done. He'll take good care. I know you're probably going to have me killed.
Debbie, I forgive you.
You forgive me? You're the one who grabbed me. If we're talking about forgiveness,
Debbie,
Warren...
I forgive you. Because I've accepted Jesus as my own personal saviour.
Seven stone 6. Fantastic. Come on, keep it moving. 10 stone 12. That's £2 up from yesterday and £1 off your wages at the end of the week. As soon as you change, Warren has some things to say to you. I want him to see that the club's been in good hands. So before he gets here, it's cottontail to the coccyx, ladies, and get those ears erect. We want the buttock wiggle, not...
Buttock spread!
Exactly.
Ladies, it's good to see you all again.
Nice to see you, Mr. Warren.
I almost died. Has almost murdered.
That is a massive exaggeration. You were potentially manslaughtered at the most.
And while I was in pain and in danger, I had a chance to look at my life. What have I been doing?
surrounding myself with beautiful young women. And what are you all doing? Dressing up as rabbits? Don't you know that life is short and precious? You should be doing something worthwhile, falling in love, doing good work, learning, travelling.
Are you sacking us, Warren?
I've talked it over with Billy. And it turns out there's nought against gambling or drinking in the Bible. So, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to keep the place open and you girls can stay on. As long as you listen to the word of our Lord Jesus. I want you to study the scriptures with me and then Billy here. And when the customers come in, I want you to tell them the good news. And if you don't fancy it, you can bugger off.
What about our rabbit costumes?
Nah, they're not appropriate. Grown, intelligent women dressing up as rodents. It's demeaning.
I really like it.
Yeah, couldn't we keep them on to attract people in? Like, you know, Jezebel.
Ah, yeah. Jezebel were a baddie. She were a Philistine. She were a whore.
Like angels, then. They're always well turned out. We could have wings instead of ears. And we could all sing. We could be in a band.
Rap for me? You were really gonna say you did it?
Couldn't let you go to jail, Debbie.
Why not?
Because I love you.
You were gonna sacrifice yourself for me? Really? Go to jail?
It'd be easy, wouldn't it? I'd be doing it for you.
James, is this
my own brother? That's sick.
It's in the Bible, Billy. Look it up. Cain and Abel. Jacob and Esau. He always favours one brother over another, and this time I think it's me.
Well,
what are you gonna do, eh? Get me to play dice for her?
Hey, hey, no fighting. We're young yet. We don't have to decide. Let's leave this one in the hands of the Lord.
The Believers by Frank Cottrell Boyce. James was played by Ray Quinn, Debbie by Samantha Robinson, and Billy by Kieran Lynn. Warren was John Biggins, Reverend Michaels, Rufus Wright, Elder Wardle, Gary Bleasdale, and Jenny Alison Pettit. Other parts were played by Joanna Munro, David Seddon, Laura Molyneux, Jill Cardo, and Keely Beresford. Original music was by Carl Hunter and Mel Bowen, with thanks to Dave Lovelady, Billy Kinsley, Dave Morgan, Che Heaney and Beverly Keenan. The director was Toby Swift.
We're going dancing in the company of Shirley Hughes and Felicity Finch in just a moment. Later on this evening, we'll be starting a new classic serial. It's The Spy by James Fenimore Cooper. Published in 1821 and set in 1778, it's generally regarded as being the world's first espionage novel. Until Fenimore Cooper, spies in fiction had tended to be villains, the lowest of the low. But in creating the character of Harvey Birch, a double agent during the American War of Independence, Cooper began the tradition of spy as hero. Part one of The Spy is this evening at 9 o'clock. Well, in half an hour this afternoon, Jane Garvey will be here.
On Weekend Woman's Hour today, girls and boys are different, and so are their friendships.
The way boys choose friends isn't much about their personality, it's more about what they like and which football team they like.
We tend to play sports more than girls, while they like to relax and talk.
Yeah, well, I'll do the talking, but you are allowed to relax. That's Weekend Woman's Hour this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
But before that, a last excuse me dance. The writer and illustrator Shirley Hughes recalls the dances she attended as a teenager during the Second World War. She's accompanied by the presenter, Felicity Finch, as they quickstep between past and present.
I dance around a bit when the opportunity arises.
Do you dance here in this beautiful living room? Plenty of space.
There's plenty of space, but what I'd love to have is a recording. I must get one of Victor Sylvester, I think. Yeah, it really would take me back, all right. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow.
This is Shirley Hughes in her West London home.